At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 8, verse 8. The officer said, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed." The officer being referred to here was a Roman centurion. He was a powerful person in the army that was occupying Israel at the time and was therefore much hated by the population who longed to be set free. However, it's difficult not to warm towards this particular soldier. He approached Jesus because of his concern for his servant. This in itself was remarkable because servants were viewed as property and had no legal rights of their own. The fact that the centurion was concerned about his servant and was going out of his way to seek his healing is impressive. But more than that, we note his huge respect for Jesus. He didn't believe he was worthy to have Jesus visit his home, and in any case, he had such great faith in Jesus' healing ability, he didn't consider that such a visit would be even necessary. He was sure that all that was needed was for Jesus to pronounce healing for his servant, and it would be done. Jesus was amazed by the Roman officer and commented that his faith was beyond anything that he'd seen in Israel. The Jews were looking forward to a great banquet at the end of time, and Jesus affirmed that there would be plenty of Gentiles who would be sitting down at this great feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And sadly, there would be many Jews who assumed that their tickets were booked for the banquet who'd be thrown into outer darkness, where there'd be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus was clear that the doors of the kingdom had been flung open to the world. God welcomes faith wherever he finds it, and we need to do the same. We need to keep our minds and hearts open to celebrate people's faith and to encourage it to grow. This story tells us that we need to be ready to find it in the most unlikely places. So let me ask you a question. In what unlikely places have you found people of faith? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, we praise you for the gift of faith. Increase our faith and help us to be ready to recognize and encourage it whenever we meet other men and women of faith. Thanks for joining me today. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or, of course, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. May God bless you today.
BMS World Mission, transforming communities around the world for over 200 years. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.